Hello, welcome to episode 302 of Sprague is a Geek. I'm back.
203.
This is our Week in Geek. This week we kind of bring you a review of Us. One of us saw it.
Because not.
Hammer's dying.
Both of us did not see it.
Yeah, so we'll bring you a spoiler-free review of Us that I will talk about. We'll talk about Triple Frontier, some nerd news, and then leave.
Like we used to do. This is like, no, we'll just stay here the entire time. They don't know. We're here the entire week.
We're just going to, well, I mean, I do live here.
I mean, you do. Yeah, I won't.
All right, so.
I'll go back to my bed.
Yeah, so Us is, without giving away too much, in the trailers you basically see that there's a family that's kind of being stalked by themselves.
Like doppelgangers, essentially. Yep.
And that's kind of what you get here. You get a lot more story as to what's going on, but that's part of the movie, so I can't, you know, I can't give away too much, but
how about this? I got questions for you.
Okay.
So, I see a lot of people saying that Jordan, well, one, we liked what he did with,
I liked Stepford Wives.
Yeah. What I can't remember was actually.
Get Out.
Get Out. Like, I like that, and the, like, people are saying, like, this is, like, really, really, really good. Is it, like, a nice original concept, or does it play homage to a lot of other stuff before it?
I mean, it is a horror movie, so you're always going to take a bunch of stuff from other movies, so it does take from other movies, but it is a unique twist on the stuff that it steals from, I guess you could say. It's good. I did like it. I didn't love it. I didn't think it was the next great horror movie, but I did really like it.
I see a lot of people giving it, like, super accolades.
Yeah.
Like, and that, like,
people are prisoners of the moment. And so.
Well, that's so poetic. That's fucking gorgeous.
It's like good, but it's not, oh my god, this is amazing. But it is really good.
Okay.
I don't know if you need to see it in the theater, but I think you do. You would do yourself a lot of justice to see it.
Okay.
It is a good movie.
All right. I mean,
think you would even like it and wouldn't be like scared shitless.
I mean, like I was actually genuinely sad because I did want to see this one because I had no fucking, and that's kind of why I know why you can't say too much because we had no fucking clue what was going on in the damn trailer.
And there's not much, like the trailer shows you that they're being stalked by themselves.
Yeah.
That's basically all you get, but there's a lot more story to it.
Which is good.
Next week is Dumbo, so I think you should skip Dumbo and see Us.
Okay. Alright.
But I did like it. I didn't love it, but I did really like it, so good for that.
Yeah.
It's, Lupita Nyong'o is really awesome in this. So is, fuck.
The dad.
I think his last name is Duke, but I can't think of his first name right now.
Oh, I have no idea.
But he was cool as shit.
Was he?
He was cool as shit.
It's really funny being on the opposite side of this right now when you're like, I'm getting the spoiler-free review, and I'm like, huh. I don't really get it. Like, you liked it. The acting was good. Story's pretty original.
Yes.
But nothing like super mind-blowing, but still kept you kind of guessing.
Yes, it keeps you on your toes, and it's really interesting. And I think the second watch through might be a little better. Maybe.
Okay.
You might pick up some things, but I do recommend seeing it. It was a good movie.
All right.
I don't know if you need to see it in the theater, but yeah. I think you need to see it before it gets ruined for you.
I'll probably watch it in the theater because if I don't like it, like there's that bad habit of like the movies that we say we'll watch, like Hotel Artemis is coming out or has been out.
Oh my god!
I totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many movies that happen.
Bad Times at the
El Royale, I did see.
Yeah, you saw it, but I haven't seen it.
But, like, yeah, like, there's so many of those that happen. So, I was like, if I don't see it.
That is true.
Plus, I like horror movies with a group. Like, I think horror movies with a group is great because you get to feel, like, that communal sense thing. Like, when we saw Don't Breathe.
Right.
Not Don't Breathe. Was it not?
Quiet Place.
Quiet Place. Like, that in a group was so much more impactful than it was than it would be by myself.
Yeah, oh, yeah, totally.
And Jackie will not see that. God, fuck no, she won't. She won't watch any horror movies. She's like, nope.
Yeah. But yeah, I do recommend seeing it. It was good. We can talk about it at some other point once you end up seeing
it.
Yes. But we'll go ahead and get to our stream review, which was brought to us by our buddy TK. He wanted us to watch Triple Frontier, a Netflix original movie with Ben Affleck.
Charlie Hunnam
and
the dude who played Oberon.
Oscar Isaac. There we go.
And it also had the guy who played Oberon. From Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it did have Oberon in it. And then some other dude.
Yeah.
It is basically five retired Navy SEAL
dudes.
Army Ranger, like high-end mercenary killers. Some of them are... They've all scattered to the wind and done their own thing. There's one guy who kind of works for the DEA and has found a drug lord in Colombia. And he's like, hey, this dude is like $70 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
And he's a terrible dude. Come on. Yeah.
Like, all we have to do is kill one guy.
Yeah.
And we can do this job and it's just for us. They end up taking the job and they realize he's got a lot, a shit ton more money than $70 million. And then things kind of go wrong from there on.
Yep.
The movie starts out really strong, actually. Mm-hmm. I think it starts out really strong, especially the opening kind of heist.
Yeah.
And then once the heist ends, I think the movie was like, what do we
do? It kind of like basically just gives them failure after failure after failure.
Yeah, well, it was kind of like, okay, well, now what do? We have to...
We have to
fill some space.
We can't just end the movie now. They can't ride off to that sunset. Let's fuck them over a bit. And you're like, oh, Jesus. It's funny because I remember when Tristan was talking about it. Oh, I spoiled his name. Oh, well. No. But like when he was talking about it, he said it kind of reminded a lot of like our adventures in Bolivia with like Ghost Recon. For Wildlands and stuff like that. And it was like, and it really feels like that. It feels like, except for these guys have more morals than we do. Because when we were playing Ghost Recon, I'm like, oh no, we're terrible human beings.
No, they do have morals.
Yeah, they do.
Especially, I mean, all of them have morals, and they talk about how, like, you know, we've done things that we're not proud of.
Yeah.
And we've had to do things, and unfortunately, Affleck's character gets... drunk on the money.
He does, which is kind of an interesting thing. Like, I didn't see it, I guess. But, I mean, like, he gets drunk on the money. Like, he, like, gets them to take more than they can afford to literally take with them.
Well, and, you know, the time-wise, if they had left, they wouldn't have run into things, and things wouldn't have escalated down. Yeah. But, you know, he gets drunk on the money of, like, no, we gotta take more, we have to take more, and... they eventually end up taking $250 million.
Yeah.
And throughout the movie, they're just tossing money out the fucking planes and helicopters and just everything. And you're like, oh.
And then they just end with essentially little over $5 million,
which... so each of them would get a mil. And then they decide, because Affleck gets murdered, that they're going to give it to his family.
And that's it.
That's it. I really liked the first half of this movie. And then the second half, I was like... okay, you're kind of dragging here, but whatever. I think I still give it a thumbs up. Like, it was a fine watch.
Yeah.
I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it either.
No, I mean, it was definitely it was a fine watch. I think you really, it falls to someone needs an editor, which is like, I feel like Netflix originals in general, but I did really like it. I liked the heisty feel part of it. Once they left the house with the money, and maybe even to the point where they drop off what's-her-name in Peru, like, even maybe up to that point, it still feels like kind of like the cruising of the heist. And I was like, okay, they're done. And then the movie keeps going.
Yes.
And that's the part is, like, I would have liked it to end there. Or have it end quicker in a different way, like have them do like the straight to them getting to the boat kind of thing.
Well, or by some way they get away, and then the rest of the movie is them being hunted by dude's family or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been super awesome.
That would have been really cool. Would have liked that. But yeah, we didn't get any of that.
No, it ends really weak. It starts... I feel it starts actually really strong.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool, like, seeing Oscar Isaacs with the whole, like, plunge of the grenade. And I was like, oh, Jesus. I was like, all right, well, that is one way to take him out.
Okay, so what did you say? Do you say see it or do you say skip it? Like, you only get an up or a down on this. Skip it. Okay.
Like, not terrible, just
right.
I feel like they're better. If it was a fully great movie, I would have been happier.
Well, yeah.
That's, so like, yeah, I'm like, you can stay for half of it, but if you're going to stay for the whole thing.
Stay for the heist and just be like, oh, your Netflix subscription canceled.
Yeah, oh, don't. Go to Hulu, it's better right now.
Dude.
I spend more time on Hulu than I do on Netflix.
I need to start doing that, actually. I watched the remake of Cabin Fever. I love Cabin Fever, and that was fucking bullshit.
I really like Cabin Fever, so... I don't think I've seen all of it, but I don't really...
Remember when we used to be friends?
Yeah, no, that was like 5 minutes ago, man. Remember that weird beeping noise that we walked away from that I edited out? I totally didn't leave in.
Yeah. You totally did edit out.
Yeah,
there's going to be a bunch of silence because he's not going to edit that out. All right, so for this week's stream review, I want us to watch Annihilation.
Thank God.
It's either on Prime or Hulu. I think it's on both, but yeah. I believe Prime is where it's at. So we're going to watch Annihilation, the Natalie Portman movie.
I really want to... We were talking to... Justin mentioned it, too. Because we kept on bringing up Arrival and stuff like that. I really did want to see this
one. Yes. So I'm excited to see this. As always, if you have anything you want us to watch on Hulu, HBO, Go, Netflix, Amazon Prime, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com. Battenhammer on Twitter, SpreganzayGeek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at TaroSkippy.
I'm at Craig Kalis, and I like to retweet things to try to possibly win stuff that are totally not scams.
Bumblebee sweepstakes.
Dude, it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, why not?
Why not, exactly. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, on iTunes, and on Stitcher. Please leave us a little comment saying, like, hey, we're not douches. I mean, you could say, hey, we're douches, but...
They were douches.
They're douches. Please listen to them.
I don't mind being a shower.
I see what you did there. It was refreshing.
I see what you did there.
Sticking with the concept. Okay.
Sticking with the concept.
Alrighty. So, GDC happened.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's nerd news.
Yeah.
The first bit of news we have for you is...
Nerd news.
Supernatural has finally decided to end after 15 seasons.
Damn.
Do you watch it? Because I don't.
I... No. I tried to watch the first season, and I never got past an episode or two of it, and I was like, alright, cool, but people fucking loved
it. People love the show. I've never attempted to watch it.
And now with 15 seasons.
And now it's 15 seasons. I'm like, good God, that's...
Let's and they're hour-long episodes. Yeah,
let's say 20 episodes, which, you know, is probably like 26 and 24. Like, come on, guys. You're killing me with this here.
Holy shit. That's over 1,000, 2,000 episodes?
It's,
I can't do math right now, but that's a lot of episodes. No, I'm good. I don't really need to watch that much. That's a lot of hours.
Yeah, it's... That is a lot of time to spend with... One
Winchester
TV show.
Brothers.
But people seem to love it.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Terry earlier about it today, and he's like, they could have ended it earlier.
Oh, I'm
and
sure.
And I was like, of course, whenever a show goes on that long...
Right, oh yeah.
The chance of them repeating themselves or retreading the same ground, I'm like, oh man.
Right.
Same damn thing. Like, I did the same thing with, like, Stargate, and I was like, hey, how you doing?
I mean, stuff. I think 4 seasons, maybe 5 of Star Trek is maximum that you should have with a crew. Because, you know, I'm still on season 7 and I'm like...
Oh, you're dragging your feet on that one.
Dude.
It's the last one, too.
I'm on the last season. I'm doing, like, an episode or two a week because I'm like... I don't want to spend any more time with you guys.
That's understandable. I wouldn't want to.
But I don't want to skip any episodes either, so...
Yeah. No, I think that's why I liked Enterprise. It was... 4 seasons, and it felt like 4 seasons. Like, it wasn't, not all of them were great, but a good portion of them, for the most part, had story, and I was like, yeah. Right.
North Star number 2. The Chosen One is coming to Celebration, which I think is kind of a big deal. Anakin Skywalker, Hayden Christensen himself, is going to be at Celebration.
So I don't track the guests for... Is that, like, the first time he's been to...
As far as I know, he's pretty much given up, like, everything.
What do you mean?
The acting and...
Has he really?
As far as I know, I haven't seen him in anything in a very long time.
I don't know, but I'm like, all right, cool.
But to see him at Celebration's kind of a big deal. And there's, you know, the rumors of, oh, he's going to be in episode 9, and we're going to have, you know, Luke and Anakin force ghosts or whatever.
Okay. I'm just waiting for 9's trailer.
Yeah, we're weeks away. We have to be.
I don't know how I feel about Star Wars right now.
Trepidatious?
Yeah, let's pull up that one and dust it on.
Solo.
I loved Solo, but the problem is, Solo was considered a flop by so many people, and it was not given a chance.
Yeah.
It, like, literally, they say because of Solo, but it really is because of Last Jedi, that they killed off the individual movies, right. The Solo movies.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see two more movies with Solo than I would have liked to see.
Another, yeah. Yeah,
like, that's kind of where I'm at, but I'm like, I don't know how I feel about Star Wars. I'm like,
I'm still excited about Star Wars. I mean, I lived through the prequel trilogy, for crying out loud. So.
Yeah, and there was nothing good about the prequel trilogy except Duel of Fates.
Duel of Fates and Revenge of the Sith.
I don't like that movie. It's not good.
It's...
I watched it again. It's not that good. I did... I tried to give it a shot. Like, I enjoyed more of, like, the... we're not going to give that one again.
alright. So, we're going to get to... We have Cuphead is coming to the Switch.
Yeah,
which was an Xbox exclusive.
It was, and it's not one of their first parties. I'm actually really curious to see what they're going to do with their publishing their games across other ones. Like, Cuphead was one of their exclusives. It was a third-party exclusive. Like, it was an individual developer and stuff. But I'm curious to see if they'll bring their other games, like Ori and the Blind Forest and stuff, which is a wholly Xbox-owned one and is a really good game. Gorgeous as fuck. Cuphead is... It's a technical Marvel masterpiece, but I don't fucking care about shooters as much. So I don't think I'd care, but it looks awesome.
I want to see it, I want to play it. I have an Xbox, so I probably should at some point.
I mean, you have an Xbox in that you will not get a Switch anytime soon.
I don't think so.
I mean, like, you might if I just call it Vita 2.
Electric Vitaloo?
Yeah, exactly. Electric Vitaloo. There you go. It's better than Electric Vindaloo, because that just sounds confusing. I'm curious to see what more stuff comes out to Nintendo, honestly, in general. Like, I love seeing their little nitty, like, developer stuff like that, because they're really pushing a lot of stuff that, to me, makes perfect sense. When it would have gone really well on the Vita, now it's going towards Switch.
But this is more of that Xbox on Switch thing. Yeah. Like, I'm interested. Is this them testing the water? Like, what's going on here?
Well, like, Xbox and Nintendo have actually done more. Like, you can cross-play with those for Fortnite, which you can't with PlayStation.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, there's been more trialing between those two than there has been with the other, with Sony in general.
So but I'm Sony's really the leader. Sony doesn't need to do anything. Correct.
So, I mean, it's kind of neat. I'm curious to see if it will go both ways, though. I don't know if it really
will. I don't know if Nintendo's, like, picking apart a carcass here.
Yeah.
Or if they're going to give something to Microsoft.
Yeah, I'm... Again, it's opening up a lot of conversation topics, just because it's... I'm really curious to see where those guys go, both of them, Nintendo and Xbox, when it comes to the next generation.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah. So far, they seem to be doing some different stuff, but PlayStation keeps doing what's working.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have to innovate.
Yeah.
And where PlayStation is just like, whatever.
Yep.
But it's good that they have to innovate, because they may come up with something that's like, whoa.
Yeah.
We'll see. Speaking of video games, this is going to be interesting. Google has decided they want to get in the video game market now.
Yep, just like the rumors said.
Stadia.
Yeah.
Which is a streaming video game service. Okay.
Yeah.
How are they going to deal with latency?
So, like, a lot of the stuff I've heard when I heard people talking about it is that they have a lot of places where they're bypassing... They're basically getting more of a direct line than possible. And I've heard other companies, like other ISPs, testing these waters out, like giving them a premium lanes of like trying to prevent as much handoff as possible, so your pings are not off the charts causing like crazy delays. Mm-hmm. Because with movies, the reason why streaming movies is easier is it's, for the most part, it's a one-way thing.
Right, yeah.
You request it, and it goes there. Yes. Yeah, you're pausing it, so there is some two-way communication, but it's not as bad.
Sure, like, but you're not interacting with it, typically.
Yeah, like PlayStation Now, when we're talking about our previous issues. So, they're saying they're able to solve it, or work with it, at least, because they did do their Project Stream stuff, which I saw it. People playing Odyssey, essentially, on a Google Chrome tab. On shitty-ass computers.
Right.
Which, the concept behind Stadia is fucking awesome. Like, the idea of that you, yeah, you don't own a console, but you don't have to worry about paying, essentially, to... You don't have to buy a whole new console. You're going to have to pay for it, obviously.
Right, you are going to have to monthly subscribe.
Some way how they're going to figure that out, but the idea of not having to constantly upgrade your console, instead just, you know, pay the service and it'll upgrade it for you, sounds in theory pretty freaking cool.
It sounds interesting, but Google Glass? Google Plus? Like...
Google Plus, oh dear.
Everything that Google has done other than Google has kind of...
And Android phones.
...fallen to the wayside.
I love the concept. There are a lot of hiccups to it.
Yes.
Like you said, latency, obviously, in the actual doing it. How does it work when there's multiple people in a household doing it? How does it work when everyone's working with it?
Right.
Also,
there are thousands or millions of people communicating.
How do they deal with the idea that this is going to be an always online console?
Right.
So it's going to be, and it's not even a console, but I mean, essentially it's what everyone was worried about with Xbox One. Then you also have the streaming things. Like, yes, you're going to be streaming more of a video, so they've found ways through compression and stuff, but you're still going to have issues with data caps. Because now you're going to be essentially streaming, like, 4K content or...
Right.
Or 1080p content, HD content, whatever. You're going to be streaming a lot of content no matter what. And then...
Plus, if you're connecting to online play...
Yes.
So if you're doing, you know, multiplayer, plus you're streaming the game, like... That's going to use a lot of data.
They have to find some way to minimize that data. Because they say they need like a 25 megabyte connection or a 50 mega or a 30 megabyte connection per hour, which is not crazy. I mean, for us in a very, actually we have a pretty good footprint wise.
Right.
That's actually, I mean, like I'm getting like 100 on average. You get higher than that.
Right.
So like that's not too much, but it's the idea.
No, but we're also in a city that mm-hmm. was kind of built around it.
Correct.
Like, I like the idea of this, and I know this is where we're headed at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're quite there yet.
And that's the idea, is like, there's so much there that I like. The idea of like, you can watch it on your phone, start playing your game. What if you could just hook up to Wi-Fi on your phone, have the controller, also have connected to Wi-Fi, and play?
Right.
I would love that. The idea that we talk about gaming PCs. We don't have gaming PCs. No. But the idea that you can go on a PC, like a piece of shit thing, as long as it can pull up Chrome, you're good. And all it essentially is displaying video. Like, I think that's... There's a lot I really
there's
like
about There's a lot to like
it.
There, yeah. And if they get it ironed out, it'll mm-hmm. be really interesting.
And they also are going to have their own studio independent stuff like that, doing their own kind of game. So I'm curious to see what they'll come out with. I do worry about that whole, are we there yet, though?
Well, we get to beta test, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Beta testers!
All right.
I really want to play Division.
So, yeah, dude, I want to play Division.
Dude, I want to drop... Really good. I want to drop all the games I'm playing right now and just play Division.
It's
so bad.
I hear it's really good.
I know, and that does not help. I'm like, I'll wait, and they'll fix everything. They're like, yeah, there's just a few things to fix. Look, God damn it, Tony's broken.
So this is how democracy died, with thunderous applause.
Oh, man.
It is official.
You're going poetic tonight, I like it.
It has happened. Disney has created the purchase of Fox.
So it's like...
Cool.
Like, is it and Comcast? I know everybody's... Comcast and Disney now own a majority of everything.
Well, I know that everybody's like, oh my god, superhero movies!
It's a narrow scope.
That's it. I'm thinking wider than just... The X-Men. And I don't know what this means for movies. Like, does this mean Paramount starts picking up a... But, like, they don't have the rights to the Fox movies. You know, the Aliens, the Predator, the, like, all this other Fox stuff. Like, Disney owns all of this stuff.
Yeah, they do. Like, I remember you were making a joke that people don't understand what Disney princesses are, but I did think the Alien Queen thing cracked me up. I... I saw a lot of people like really excited about it, and again, narrow
scope. But they're excited because
of X-Men into that. And I'm like, I totally get that.
I would like, rather have them owned just the X-Men, or all own all the Marvel characters. Things.
But them owning Fox, that's like the Simpsons. Like that's it's so big. But I mean, it was a ginormous. I mean, it is a really big purchase contract they did to it for it too.
Like 7 billion or something.
7.70 It was something. It was ridiculous.
Oh no! Yeah, it was 70 billion.
Like it was a lot of fucking money. And
but like, what does this mean for like Universal Studios?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Like Simpsons.
Do they have to pull out?
I don't think
Simpsons Land, like, or are they going to leave that in there? Like, there's so much that's involved in this that I would love to know it, but I don't want this, unfortunately. And everybody's like, "Yes, bitch."
I think they have everyone focused on a small thing.
Yes,
they focus on the Marvel contract, and that makes it so much easier. But there's so much shit to that. Like, you have Fox Studios in general, which, honestly, I like a lot of Fox movies. Will we eventually get to that point where we won't see 20th Century Fox anymore? Probably. That makes me sad.
Are we not going to see Avatar movies? Like, I mean,
they do already have them at Disney World, so I guess that makes sense.
They do, but and I know it's one thing, but, like, what's going to happen here? And I know that I'm kind of... I'm a glass half empty type person on this aspect.
Well, I think we're both on the idea that we'd rather have competition.
Yeah.
And this essentially helps get rid of competition, which is not good for us. Like, I feel like it's doing a disservice to fans. I like also the idea that if you think about it, and we talked about before, just on the Marvel aspect, if Sony didn't have Spider-Man, we probably would not have gotten, honestly, one of the best Spider-Man movies I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Which
no,
is into Spider-Verse. We wouldn't have gotten Logan. If Fox wouldn't have gotten Logan, wouldn't have gotten Deadpool.
Right.
Like, there's things that would not have happened if it weren't for them. And they're saying, yes, we won't change Deadpool or whatever. I'm like, that's not the point, though. Like, you're not going to change something that's already working.
Yep. Versus they're not going to change Deadpool. They're going to make one more Deadpool movie and they'll be in. Yeah, so like...
But my thought is, like, they're not even having to worry about too much of it because, again, that's something that's already working rather than taking a chance on something. And if you look at all the Marvel movies, they're easily manufactured. They don't really challenge you.
And
I like being challenged with movies. So, yeah, I don't know. And that's just the narrow scope on the Marvel thing. The bigger stuff, like, again, Die Hard, Aliens.
Yeah, oh, geez, Die Hard's dead.
I mean, it's been dead for a while. But I mean, yeah. But, like, you have, like, all of those, and there's so many more concepts you can think about. And I'm wondering what they're going to do. Also, there's going to be a huge impact to jobs, because they talked about it, like,
getting 200 layoffs already or something? Yeah, like, 2,000?
Like, and that's just the start.
Yeah.
As they find redundancies, people are gone.
Oh, yeah.
And that sucks.
No, that totally sucks.
So, I'm... Yeah.
I'm not as excited about this as everybody else is, unfortunately.
No, and... But, like, I told people, like, I'm just hoping for the best. It's all we can do. They're like, we have no control over it. Unless you tell them, don't go see any more movies. No. Don't go to see any more movies. Just in general. Cover all your bases.
Just kidding. And we've got our final piece of news, which we've talked about this for a while, and it's finally actually happening. Sony is doing its own direct called the State of Play.
About a fucking time. That's kind of cute.
They announced it's going to be happening this Monday at like 2 p.m., so I'll have to catch it later when I come home. I won't be able to catch it live. But Last of Us release date, maybe?
No, I think it's going to be something focusing on Days Gone. It's going to be it'll probably announce some... Like, I see it announcing something. Like, maybe one or two things that we don't know of yet.
I think it has to, because E3's right around the corner, and they're not going to be at E3. So this kind of gives them a hey!
I still don't think they'll lock down on Last of Us, because I think anything they do will detract from on Days Gone.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Like, I feel like if you're going to do anything... Do it after Days Gone's been out for a little bit. Because anything you do, you're like, if you say, let's say, like, I did this, Days Gone comes out in April, right?
Yeah.
So Days Gone comes out next month. And they're like, hey, by the way, just so you know, Last of Us is coming out in 2 months after that. people might... That, like, dissuade... Right, like, you like,
immediately... I'll just wait for Last of Us.
But if you don't say that, and you give it a little time to bake, they're like, by the way, next month also Last of Us is coming out. Well, people already spent their money, people have already made their investments, and they know they're going to make their investments for Last of Us. I'm like, I'm still not sold on Days Gone, but everyone says it's good.
I'm sold on Days Gone.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, I want to play it.
But, I mean, like, give me Ghost of Tsushima, like, Tsushima, did they give the release date on that?
No.
I mean, because I want that, I still want Infamous 3, but I'll never get that.
4?
I mean, I'm surprised you're giving that much credence. I had fun with it.
It's fine.
Should have been Third Son.
It's fine, but I feel like it was a step back.
I had fun with it. I really loved First Light.
I started up First Light, and I was like, eh, nope, turned it off.
I really liked the neon powers, so it was a lot of fun. But, I don't know, I'm glad they're doing it, though, because...
Yes, finally.
Inside Xbox has theirs, which is different, but then you have, like, obviously the Nintendo Directs. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad, I like these things. We talked about it, having regular, constant check-ins...
Yes, I love it. Because you're talking to your audience. Yep,
it also trains your audience, too, saying, like, hey, if I want to know, this is a great place to go.
Yep.
And no one has to tell you. It's literally coming from the horse's mouth kind of thing.
Yeah, and...
I do hope they talk that PSX comes back, though.
I would like for PSX to come back.
Because I would like to
really
go.
Really surprised that PSX isn't happening this year.
Yeah.
Even if they're like, yeah, we don't have a lot to show, but, like, Days Gone will be there, and you can play the demo for Ghost of Tsushima and the demo for Last of Us 2. Like, I think there's enough... hardcore PlayStation fans that'll be like, even if you're not announcing something, we'll still go.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would like to go. I think it'd be fun. Even if it's just talking to the developers about the games that we already know about, I would freaking sign up to that so much. As a total side note, this is not related to news-wise, but I went on a YouTube little dive, and I found a documentary series called Rise and Fall, and they talk about different game series.
Oh,
yeah. I watched the Rise and Fall for Silent Hill. It was really good. It was, like, easily, like, 17, 20 minutes.
I watched... What did I watch? Behind the Curve, the Netflix documentary on Flat Earthers.
Oh, my God. Was it good?
Dude, it's amazing. So, like... they're talking to Flat Earthers and how it became and blah, 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 blah. And how there's different wars inside Flat Earthers and different factions and stuff.
Oh, I love this.
But, like, at one point... They're talking about how they're doing these experiments to prove that the Earth is flat. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to have these posts at, like, 250 feet, and they're all going to be the same height, and blah, 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 and the laser's going to shoot right through them, and if it doesn't, like, if it doesn't, it'll prove that the Earth is curved, da, da, da. So they're doing these experiments, and they can't figure out why it's not proving that the Earth is flat. Like, it's proving that the Earth is curved, and they can't figure out why it's proving the Earth. It is so amazing. Oh, it is so good.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. And they're like, huh, we're just going to have to go back to the drawing board. And,
they're trying to manipulate science to work for them. Yes. That is amazing.
And so, they have actual scientists there, and they're like, these people aren't stupid. They're miseducated, and they're like, so what they're doing is they come up with their answer, and then they try to get their question to rationalize their answer. And I'm like, eventually, if you keep trying different things, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not how science works.
That's not... Yeah, that's...
it's fascinating.
I might have to watch that one.
It's fascinating.
I really love those kind of documentaries so much.
It was so great because they couldn't figure out why it was proven that the Earth was flat or the Earth was curved, and I was just like, "Oh my God, this is awesome!"
I might have to watch that.
I'm watching Finding Neverland, or Leaving Neverland.
I don't know if I'm ready to watch that. I've heard because it's a two-part.
It's a two-parter, so I'm on part two, and like, one of the boys has like jewelry that Michael used to give him for. Sexual acts, essentially. And he's got wedding rings. Like, him and Michael went wedding ring shopping and stuff. And it's just...
This is a bigger question, but... People seem surprised by this.
I don't understand how.
I don't get it either.
Like, I remember in the early 90s when he was being investigated. And I was like, yeah...
And they brought a lot of testimonials and stuff to it. I don't know why people are surprised. I'm not saying, like, it's right. I'm just saying I see a huge resurgence of people saying,
well, it's like, kind
of
like R. Kelly. Like, yeah, exactly. How are you surprised? That's like, exactly, this has been known.
That is exactly
like, what I was gonna mention. Like, when he married Alia, she was 15.
I'm like, you guys, what the fuck, man? Did you guys not watch the stuff that we were watching back then? Because yeah, I'm like, I remember Chappelle making all this shit about it, too. And he's like, he's a terrible fucking human being.
Yeah, it's...
But what is up with... People, like, suddenly got all up... Because I've heard, like, them pulling Michael Jackson music from a lot of our radio stations, stuff like that. I'm like, so...
The problem is, he's so fucking talented. And, like...
Michael? Okay.
And this is a whole other different issue, and I'm not saying it's okay, no, but, no. Like... Everyone knows Michael Jackson's songs.
Yep.
He's extremely talented. And it's just like, how do you just take... Like, he's in a very important part of American history, essentially. Mm-hmm. How do you just take that out? But, like, he's also a despicable human being.
Yeah.
But you're like...
How do you... Ooh. It's literally...
How do you tell the story of America without telling Michael Jackson?
Well, that's the thing is,
like... R. Kelly, you can kind of get away with. Michael Jackson's
fine. He can fly like an eagle. I don't give a shit.
That was Seal, by the way.
Was it Seal? God damn it. What does he say? I believe I can fly.
I believe I can fly.
My bad. I'm sorry. I got those
I believe minutes. I can pee in
I really... Yeah, you can. That really sealed the deal. So... It's better than being kissed by a rose. But, like, it's really, I know I'm all off the place, but it is really, like, you bring up an excellent point of, we're doing this, it's not revisionist, it's exclusionary history.
Okay.
Like, them trying to remove it, and I'm not, like, you're right, terrible human being, but everyone knows it. How do you separate, like, history and a person based, like, artistic stuff and a person kind of thing, and people are like, well, you can. I'm like, I'm not saying you're right or wrong, but it is it is a terrible place to be in our, like, our social, the zeitgeist kind of thing. Like, right. Literally our social commentary or social commonwealth of knowledge or whatever it is you can think of. I think zeitgeist probably sums it up better. But, like, how do you get to that point of separating that from, reality, essentially? Because this shit happened. I am not even just with the documentary, but even before then, I'm like, I'm pretty damn certain all that shit happened.
Well, he was.
Which is why I'm so fucking
surprised. I remember him basically being pulled from the radio before, and then he died, and they were like, yeah, it's okay now.
Exactly. I'm like, why does it make it better?
Right.
It's really intriguing.
It's creepy.
It is fucking crazy.
But, like, it makes your skin kind of crawl of, like, whoa.
Oh, I believe it. I believe you 100%. Like, I heard someone talking about it, and I was like, this is a new documentary? He's like, yeah, it's a new documentary. I'm like, I remember them talking about the marriage ceremonies back in the day.
I don't remember that portion of it. Like, I remember him, you know, basically grooming little boys and such, but I don't remember the marrying little boys. Oh, that was attractive.
That was not us. That was our delightful little pig buddy there. Anyway, sorry, that was a total sidetracking thing, but I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be watching that or not.
We will watch Annihilation this week.
Yes!
So
annihilate those terrible memories.
We're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to you by me, and I wanted to know, who do you want to see in Star Wars Battlefront 2 next, since they just added the OP Anakin Skywalker?
Mm-hmm.
They brought him down a little bit, because he was...
Well, I know they reduced his range of
his... Dude, he was so overpowered.
It was pretty bad. When I played him, I sucked at him, too.
I mean, I sucked at... But, like, he was just ridiculous. We got an answer from TK. He went with Captain... Or Commander Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, whatever.
I never really got to finish the rest of Clone Wars. I really should go back and finish that.
Yeah, I just...
I also should go back and play Republic Commando, because that was...
Dude, Republic Commando was awesome. Who would you like to see them at?
Shaak Ti.
Really?
Yeah, I love Shaak Ti.
Wow.
I was trying to think of what her name was, and it was driving me bonkers.
That's a
and
good
I remembered
pull.
It without it. But yeah, like, I think she'd be a fun Jedi, plus she's a female Jedi, and I'm sorry there's not many non-Mary Sue female Jedi out there. But I would really love her. I think she'd be really fun.
That's a good pull. I would actually like to see probably Biggs for Starfighter Assault.
Okay.
Or one of the bounty hunters, probably IG-88 for...
That's the robot one, right?
Yes, that's okay, the robot cool. one.
I should have figured that one
out. I'm surprised they haven't added Mace Windu yet. After two games, Mace hasn't been in it.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about that. He's not.
Yeah. I imagine Snoke at some point has to be added. But like this whole, the whole loot box thing had, I would love to have seen their roadmap before people got all up in arms over loot boxes. Loot gate, yeah, exactly.
Loot gate.
Because it would be interesting to see what they had planned, like originally, but we'll never know.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, so what's your question for this week?
So you're going to have to tell me a word this right, because I'm always going to fuck things up. So I wanted to ask, if you could wield any martial weapon, what would it be? Martial being, it has to be handheld, can't be a gun.
Okay.
Ideally, nothing projectile, but it can be a throne.
I mean, that is projectile, then.
Well, no, thrown, not, like, shot. Like, I'm thinking not crossbows, arrows, and stuff like that. I'm like, you can do, like, throwing daggers. Like
ninja stars.
Ninja stars, throwing axes, stuff like that.
Got it.
But, like, ideally, if you had one, that was your signature item, essentially, your signature weapon, what would it be?
Okay.
I spent a lot of time at the Ren Fair, so I looked at a lot of I was like, yeah!
No, that totally works. So you can send your answer at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Spriggins and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Tarvis Skippy.
I'm at Kren Kalis, and again, make sure to like us, love us, and share us, along with a little comment that tells us you love us.
Yeah, it'll help our algorithm.
It will, and our algorithm needs a lot of help. And where does it need the help at?
Dude, I don't even see our stuff on my personal Facebook page.
Ew.
And I'm like, I literally posted this.
Dude, Facebook.
Like, come on now.
Come on now with those margaritas. And make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher every Monday morning, even if Facebook doesn't like to acknowledge it. Just like the rest of the world and Michael Jackson. Was that a bad poll?
Too far.
Was that too buku? I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen,
behalf of making fun of Michael Jackson.
You've been listening to episode 302 of Spriggins and Geek. So for Spriggins and Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. Whatchamacallit, it made Sorry to Bother You better.
I mean, yeah, I'd rather watch Sorry to Bother You, but
I would rather watch Sorry to Bother You.
Cage was like, I watched Sorry to Bother You, and like, yeah, the movie was fucking weird. And I was like, yeah, it was. It was something.
It's a bunch of horse cocks. It's the best I can say about it. Like, cock. And bowls.